sponsor.
Of effort is being expended on this particular issue to ensure that those who have enrolled are in a situation where all the steps have been taken care of so that they get their insurance on January 1st.
Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, talking about health care, and sign it up, healthcare.gov, the excuse machine in full tilt. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, welcome to the show. So we know where this is all headed, and we heard Kathleen Sebelius the other day talk about now $47 million more had to be spent on the website, although she wasn't emphasizing that part, talking about investigating what went wrong the last time around and big part of what happened during the week and how many people will be signed up for this. The original thought was 7 million. They're nowhere close to that number at this point. Wondering how you're doing with your healthcare situation. Got to tell you, really 70% of the emails that we're getting, and they're great stories. I mean, people are really laying out their story for me, but most of the stories are negative. Like this one, Jan in Florida says, Kate, I have to tell you, it's exactly what you said. I heard you about a month ago talking to someone on the air from Michigan, and she was pretty sad, pretty upset, telling you how she never wanted to take any handouts, didn't do any of that, while all her friends were living high off the hog and taking as much money as they could from the government. She wasn't doing it, but now she got her premium, and it was three times what she was paying under Obamacare. She cannot afford it. So she goes from getting her own insurance to, what do I do now? There's no way. And I didn't think it would happen to us, but I got to tell you, we did get our premiums, and I've got one child and a husband, and we both have our own businesses, and our policy quadrupled. I am not exaggerating. And what are we going to do? We have a young child, and of course we have to have the insurance for that reason, if nothing else. And I was stunned. I really thought we were fine. I thought our insurance was fine. It was exactly what people have been telling you. I really feel for that woman in Michigan, and I can completely relate. So there you go. And that's the kind of stuff that we've mostly been getting. There have been a few people, because I say, look, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. Everyone's invited to this party, the buzz at the water cooler. And if you want to share your story, we want to hear it. So if you have a positive result, let's hear it. We've had a few, not a lot, a few. Rick in Illinois was one of them. He said that he gets now better benefits as a result. It's not costing him more money. It's an employer-based deal. But most of the people, I guess especially those who are insured, who are self-employed and are insured on their own, they're the ones who most, for the most part, are really feeling the pinch. So whatever they're talking about with these concerns, there are still massive, massive concerns out there. And, you know, right off the bat with Jay Carney, the White House reporters, because every day they have a press briefing, and you get used to the same people. It's the people that are assigned to cover the White House. And at the White House, the press corps really jumped all over him, saying they didn't have much access. They sent a letter to the White House complaining as this unprecedented lack of access for photographers. And they confronted Carney and asked about it, asked what is the deal with this? And he did the usual dance and spin and everything else, but it is true, and it's something that was brought up by Jeff Holtzman, who joins us a lot here from Washington on the show. He said, when everybody's talking about the selfies and everybody's talking about things that happened where he shook Raul Castro's hand when he went up to speak, and how could he do that? And there was outrage over that from the Cuban American community. And as Jeff said, they have such limited access to the president, you don't really see him very much doing everyday things. I mean, remember it used to be the joke with Gerald Ford. If you go back and you look at old Saturday night footage of Chevy Chase, he would imitate him, and he was always slipping and falling because that was the Ford thing. But he had pretty good access for reporters, so they could catch him falling, coming in and out of Air Force or out of Marine One when he was on the White House lawn. And the same thing for a lot of other presidents. Not like they haven't, it's not like the Obamas haven't done any of that. But for the most part, I bet if you really compared it, and that's what they're saying in Washington, you really don't have much access to him. So anything that he does, you don't know. I mean, is it out of character? Is it what? Who knows? Because there is no connection to that. There's no way to know because you don't get him in those situations very much. They said they were going to be transparent, and, of course, it hasn't been very transparent. I'm going to be really transparent with you. Coming up next week, we're going to do the top stories. We're going to weave that into the conversation. Top stories of 2013, and, boy, there were a lot of them. Think of Ed Snowden and the hornet's nest he kicked over with the NSA and spying on world leaders, specifics of that, and spying on Americans much more than a lot of people thought. And all of the stories that have come out on what has amounted to a real shocker for a ton of folks who had really no idea that so much of their cell phone conversations or IMs or whatever were somehow tapped into, depending on maybe some of the words that they strung together because there were key words that would set it off, and then being told that it was in a metadata that was being collected, but it would be all dumped out in 5 years. And I think it was a big mistake, certainly by the NSA. And then to say that Ed Snowden, go after him, Vladimir Putin, of course, just throws it back in the face of Obama and ultimately gives Snowden asylum while he's leaking information. And people talk about amnesty for Snowden, and he's a whistleblower and all of that, but are you kidding? They want to nail him to the wall in a second. However, what about the people? Is he a whistleblower or is he a traitor? We talked about that a lot on the show and had a lot of different people with wildly different points of view as to what Snowden was, whether he truly was just a whistleblower and should be left alone, or he was a traitor. Either way, he shook up the NSA, and that was a very big story. That's a top five story in my book, because he changed policy at the National Security Agency, and they claimed they didn't know some of what had happened. What they didn't know was that he had access to almost 2 million classified documents. And more than that, he hasn't even leaked them all. So with this temporary asylum, even though supposedly he's not going to release more damaging information, he probably will release more damaging information. And so what's going to come out in 2014? Who knows? I know that General Alexander does not like it. He leads the NSA, and he was embarrassed by Ed Snowden. So you have to say, he rattled some cages. He made big news. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Talking about now in our virtual green room, Dan Simmons with the Institute for Energy Research. And let me tell you, there's a new report that came out. And here on this show, you know, we've talked about this so much in the entire time that I've been on America Tonight. Well, last week, a new study that was commissioned by the American Petroleum Institute and the National Ocean Industries Association showed that the oil and gas, that developing oil and gas in part of the Atlantic Outer Continental Shelf, this is what we've talked about, would create lots of jobs. In fact, they're saying 280,000 new jobs over 18 years. So what gives? What's the problem? Why isn't this being developed, you know, in that area, in that region, especially when you think of the reserves and what it would add to the economy? And here we, each night we talk about the deficit. We talk about this lack of a budget and how are we coming up with money and what are we being charged for some of the bungled things that are happening out of D.C. And here is a massive source. Dan, when you looked at that report, I mean, did you just shake your head and said, well, of course, we know these numbers. We've run these numbers before. And each time we see it, we see that we're leaving money on the table and it's a resource that could be used for the greater good.
That is exactly true. I mean, we've looked at these numbers before. We're glad that this report that just came out that looks specifically at the Atlantic. You know, we don't think about the, you know, offshore Atlantic. You don't think about that as an oil producing region, and you don't because it's been off limits. But it isn't because the resources aren't there. The resources are there, but we don't have access to them. And one of the most important things is just having access to the resources. When you have access to the resources, you can go out and look and see how much is there. And according to what we know so far, you know, there's a decent amount of oil and natural gas off off the coast in the Atlantic.
Yeah. What is it? Well, you know what it is. It's the log jam. It's going through environmental hoops because the objections get raised. But it's that political two-stepping that constantly brush up against, isn't it?
It is. And one of the, you know, if we go back 40 years, one of the things that happened, I think, is that, you know, oil companies said, hey, well, you know,
We're going to concentrate here in the Gulf of Mexico because we know that that's where oil is. And then you had, the administration at the time, like starting to clamp down and thinking that there wasn't necessarily a ton of oil in other locations. And as a result, they essentially put everything in offshore off limits except for the Gulf of Mexico. So, you know, the Pacific is off limits. The Atlantic is off limits. Much of Alaska offshore is off limits. And if you can't look, you don't even know what's there. And once that had been the policy for a few years, it stayed the policy for decades, unfortunately.
Yeah, what do you think it'll take to get it lifted?
A new president. I wish I could. I think it's unfortunately that's the reality, is that the Obama administration has been hostile to any new oil or natural gas development. He definitely benefited from all of the. You know, U.S. oil and natural gas production is increasing, but it's increasing because all those increases are occurring on private lands and state lands, places like in Texas and in North Dakota and in Pennsylvania. It's not happening on federal lands, even though, and the problem is that offshore is once you get more than 3 miles offshore, is all federal. So the federal government controls that, and production on federal lands is decreasing because you have to jump through so many environmental hoops. And what it will take is a president and an administration that is serious about giving Americans access to these resources.
Yeah, and I mentioned the jobs at the top. And do you think that's pretty accurate? I mean, it could be more, it could be less, but that's a pretty high total.
It is a pretty high total. And it's, I mean, the jobs number is so high because the amount of the amount of economic development is high. I mean, they think that it will contribute, $23 billion a year. And when you're talking about, $23, $24 billion a year, that's going to create a lot of jobs, and not just jobs that are, I mean, obviously it will create jobs in the area nearest, to where the activity's happening offshore for, the service boats and things like that that have to go out. But it will also create, jobs in other parts of the economy for people that are, for making all of the supplies. And plus, for example, I live here in, near Washington, D.C., and a friend of mine that lives in the Washington, D.C. suburbs actually works offshore in the Gulf of Mexico. He goes out for a couple weeks and then comes back for a couple weeks. So he didn't want to live in Louisiana. He lives up here. So, we're talking about a lot of jobs, and they're jobs that are, spread out really throughout the country.
Then you have the other pushback of this is, and what the Obama administration would say is, hey, listen, environmentally, this is not good. This isn't sound. We can't be drilling on this outer continental shelf in the Atlantic, because think of the environmental concerns. What about the fish we would kill? What about the chances of spills? But with the technology, and at least from what I've seen, I mean, nothing is ever 100%, but I would say it's a lot different than, geez, we're going out there and we're hoping we're gonna get to those resources, and we're gonna try to be as careful as we can. I, like everybody else, I mean, of course, when it's something ridiculous and environmentally, it is absolutely a calamity. But wouldn't you say there's been just so many advances in that department that there shouldn't be that much concern, that more of that is just a political smokescreen?
It is a political smokescreen, that the advances in technology have been great. And, as bad as the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico was a few years ago, oil companies have learned from that, because the worst thing for them is to be able to, or not, the worst thing for them is for something like that to happen. As in, they then have to deal with all of the, extra costs and consequences of screwing up. And, the technology has impressed so that something like that spill is, is much, much more difficult. And that is key. Nothing is 100%, but in all things in life, we take, some risk, even for things that we consider to be perfectly safe, like getting out of bed in the morning. it's not a for sure thing. We're not going to, stand up and have a heart attack and die. And if we just would have stayed in bed, everything would be okay. We can't live our lives like that. But, you know, the technology has advanced, and that's why you don't see oil spills. That's why you don't see oil spills on a daily basis. And offshore, you know, off the coast of the Atlantic, you're also not talking about the ultra deep, areas like the area where BP was drilling. The water depth for the places they're looking isn't nearly as deep because, you know, they have the technology to drill in more than a mile of water, but that isn't where, you know, the water isn't as deep in the Atlantic. So it's easier. And the less the depth of the water, the more safe it is. In fact, you know, in the shallow waters in the Gulf of Mexico, they spill, you know, less than a barrel of oil a year in all of it. So you're talking about just incredibly safe operations. And that is that's the reality.
Yeah, and talking about that and talking about barrels and talking about oil and whatnot, ultimately, if we don't develop these resources, what does that mean? Because other people would say, well, listen, we have lots of other areas. We have total access. We are energy deep. So why do we need to develop that? What would you say to that?
The reality is that we don't necessarily have access to so many resources. And one of the best ways to have, you know, to have a stable supply of oil is to have access to resources. The energy revolution that's happened over the past 5-6 years is the hydraulic fracturing revolution, where shale oil and shale gas has been, and the technologies have been improved to be able to extract, oil and gas from shale rock that wasn't, you know, economical 10 years ago. And the reason that revolution happened is because those resources are on private lands, and they're on some state lands, but mostly private lands. What that means is that people had access to the resources. You know, the revolution didn't occur on federal lands. It didn't occur on government lands. It happened on private lands, and that is critical, because when you have access to the resources, you can figure out how to, you know, to use and to develop the resources. So it is critical to have access, because U.S. oil and natural gas production is now increasing after years of decrease. And the reason that we had years of decreasing oil production and so increasing imports is because we didn't have access to the resources. If we have access, that means less oil from overseas and more domestically produced oil, and most people consider that a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, by the way, absolutely. I think that, you know, you're caught napping and then all of a sudden everything goes sky high. Then people pay attention to energy because they panic, for sure. Dan Simmons, Institute for Energy Research, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart. Heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE. Fake TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
tonight. Get ready for those holidays. I bet this weekend will be crazy, tacking the malls and wherever else you're maneuvering around to try to gather up those gifts. But that's what happens in December, right? No question about it. Also, shockingly, it was the gift that gave back, I suppose, to anybody who was worried about the government being shut down again. House Speaker John Boehner said he is sick of this relentless criticism from outside conservative groups. He was all over the Tea Party, and he started to blast the people that weren't supporting the bipartisan budget proposal. And sure enough, late on Thursday, it happened Thursday night. The House overwhelmingly, easily passes the budget, so this two-year deal, boom, stamped by the House, gets kicked to the Senate next week because congressmen and women are gone from the Capitol Friday, and it means the Senate will most likely just sign off on this, and then that's it. The budget is in. It is not a balanced budget, and it doesn't do anything to really attack that deficit at all, and that is pretty troublesome. And there are a couple of other things in it that I think will affect a few people that they won't be too happy about, including some pension stuff. But this is This is the world we live in now. Well, it's good enough. If it's good enough, that'll work. The vote, by the way, was 332-94. 332-94. So how about that? No shutdown if the Senate goes through this and they give it a thumbs up, which they probably will do. I can't imagine they're not going to do that. So Paul Ryan gets a bunch of guff, too, as well, because he was one of the architects of it. But he also got a lot of praise from some other conservative Republicans on the Hill, because he has aspirations to push it to 2016. He's on the bench for the Republicans anyway as a potential candidate to run for president. It'd be $63 billion in across-the-board cuts for January and early 2015 on domestic and defensive programs, so that would leave about $140 billion in reductions, they say, in place. So it's kind of a slow drip, if you will. That's what it's going to be. And for doctors, there's a 90-day provision that postpones a 20% cut in reimbursements for docs who treat Medicare patients. They replace it with an increase of one half of 1%. Coming up this week on our Sunday into Monday show on America Tonight, we have a couple of really great guests, including M.J. Green. M.J. Green was a subcontractor in Afghanistan for 3 years, and during that three-year period, she got to know some people, including her driver, pretty well, that helped her maneuver around Afghanistan. But she also saw what it was like in Afghanistan and to have to run 26 different facilities. And so can you imagine what that was like? And being a woman in a war zone and then seeing some of the things that she saw that she just didn't like about being in that position as, again, a NATO subcontractor. So we'll talk to further. We'll have more on that with that interview on M.J. Green coming up on our Sunday into Monday show. So here's a little sneak preview of it. So let's talk about this. Tell us the details. You were the general manager of a NATO subcontractor in Afghanistan, as I mentioned. Tell me about when you first got there, your first working on, as I said, those daily tasks. When did you realize, oh my gosh, this is not what I signed up for?
You're absolutely right. Look, you know, everything starts off as the usual items of business. And, you know, slowly but surely I realized that things just didn't add up. And it took time, and certainly some of the areas of business that were not part of our contracts came to light. And part of what I uncovered was my superior selling alcohol in the black market, which contravened with our contract with ISAF and, of course, Afghan laws. So, you know, this was something that became obvious as time went on.
Yeah, she also talks, when you catch up with us on that interview, she also talks about almost being killed by a suicide bomber. Wow. Also on the show, we're going to talk to Ivan Sachs. Ivan Sachs is a wealth management guy. You know, so often on this show we talk about, man, what do you do when you're in your 40s or 50s and you don't have a lot socked away? And what do you do when you're younger and you're a millennial, you're in your 20s and your 30s, early 30s. I mean, is there a way when you're really just living check to check or struggling with the amount of taxes and everything else you're getting crucified with, is there really a way to, you know, come out on the other side and make it work for you? And here's a little sneak on Ivan Sachs. When you say pay yourself, does that mean your living expenses and then put all the money aside? In other words?
No, I'm saying the following. Look, we're planning. All of us are planning. We're very optimistic people. We're optimistic in the fact that we are going to retire, and we want to retire at a certain point of time. So if we want something really a lot, we have to plan for that, and we have to say, okay, if I really want to be able to retire and have some money, I'm going to pay myself first. So I'm going to take 10% of whatever I earn. I'm just going to take 10% and put it into a savings account for myself before I pay my debt, before I pay anything, because I'm the number one priority. I have to take care of myself because I can't rely upon anybody else.
All right, it makes a great point. How often do we hear that about the 10%, but people are busy putting it toward other things or just burning through the cash. Even if it's just a little bit, he makes a very, very good point. And I've seen people who are disciplined on that, and they it pays off for them. But he has some other tips and great strategies, too. And that's coming up on our next show, our next America Tonight. Big doings on Thursday night, starting off the week in the NFL. We're dwindling down to just a handful of games left. First of all, San Diego came through in the end. They held on in the end, and they beat the Broncos. But what was really, really, really sad is that four people were stabbed, one in critical condition in the parking lot after that game in Denver. And according to eyewitnesses, that what they're saying is that it was a strange deal. It was just this parking lot that was right there near the field. And it happened when with a couple of looked like a couple of football fans. So here we go again with another incident over sports or outside of a sporting event. You just had what happened in Kansas City when a man died after he got into a little bit of a brawl at an Arrowhead Stadium parking lot. That's where the Kansas City Chiefs play, and that was a game against Denver. So what's going on here? In September, this was a terrible thing. In San Francisco, a teenage fan had a concussion, a broken arm, and a nose at Candlestick Park after he was attacked during the 49ers game against Indianapolis. Not good for the NFL to have, and not good for these stadiums to have these kind of things happening to people. Fist fights when you go to NFL games and that kind of stuff, it's going to start to chase the everyday fan away, and that's sad. I mean, that's sad that it's happening and the people can't feel safe when they go to cheer on their team. You know, boy, oh boy, more and more people will opt for the big screen TV and their friends coming over rather than to chance it. And then the other thing is this fueled by alcohol? When you look at what's happening at the pro level, are people just trashed beyond belief? Is some of this because of alcohol? Is it because somebody has a different jersey on? I mean, of course, some of these things are reasons why it's happened. But it's terrible that somebody goes to a game and they end up getting shot, stabbed, or beaten. It's outrageous, really. And if I'm anybody connected with the NFL, then I'm thinking, if I'm Roger Goodell, I'm the commissioner, well, these are private parking lots. People have to come and park in all different places. But I have to be concerned about that happening. The more they can blanket security, the better, before it ruins the game experience for anybody new coming in. Because you have to think, when you're growing a sport, so many kids play soccer, they watch UFC and other sports, that to keep them involved in the NFL, you know, go into your first game. I can remember the first game I went to. I was like 7 years old. But there was no worry. My father wasn't worried that something was going to happen and his little girl was going to see people pounding each other in the head. You know, there's this thing such as friendly cheering and rooting and that kind of stuff. I mean, just absolutely outrageous. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Sad to see that happen in Denver. Stick with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're talking numbers. We can count.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tonight, Kate Delaney saying happy holidays to all of you out there, and thanks so much, Nathan, myself, and my pal Matt, and everybody from GCN. We thank you for listening to this show and so many of the others as well. Somebody asked me a question the other day about the network and downloading shows, and I think one of the coolest things that you can do is if you change your schedule, you can't listen live, you miss some of the hours, you, geez, wish you had heard that guest that we had on, is to go to the website and you can download any of the hours you want. Go to GCNlive.com and they've got it all listed, all the archives for my show and all the others as well. It's about the numbers on this show so often, so we do a cool little feature called We Can Count.
Yeah.
In Yemen, they're saying a U.S. drone struck a wedding convoy and killed 14 people mistakenly targeted in a province in Yemen after intelligence reports identified the cars as carrying Al-Qaeda militants. So they say 22 others were injured, 9 are in critical condition. They were traveling near the town of Radia when they were attacked, and the mistake comes at a pretty critical time, certainly, in what's going on with the Yemeni government. The U.S. has not commented on any of this at this point, but the people in Radia were furious about the attack. They called on the Yemeni government to put an end of drone strikes, 2 drone strikes in their region. They say altogether 50 innocent civilians have been killed by those drones, and they don't want it to happen anymore. Collateral damage, that kind of thing, not good if it's proven out, because the U.S. still has not really acknowledged any of that or said anything about it at this point. This story is outraging a lot of people across the nation, and it is water cooler buzz of the sort of talking about drunk driving. The families of a teen avoided some jail time, that's how the story goes, because of the affluenza defense is what people are calling it. Prosecutors had asked for a 20-year sentence for Ethan Couch, and the victim's family say there needs to be some justice. A defense psychologist described Couch as a product of that affluenza. And what it means is it's the product of a wealthy, privileged parent who doesn't set any kind of limits. So the judge sentenced Couch to 10 years probation, but no jail time. No jail time whatsoever. And this is a guy, this is a kid, a 16-year-old, who was in a crash, and unfortunately for the people on the other end of the crash, the victim's families, they lost loved ones. And he was sentenced to the juvenile court. He's got that probation, and if he violates the probation, of course, he'd have incarceration after that. The judge told the court she wouldn't release him to the parents, but would find a long-term treatment facility. That had to be what they, you know, what happened. And here's what happened on the other side of this. 4 people were killed when this teenager's pickup plowed into a group of people on a road in a town called Burleson, just south of Fort Worth. He also hit a parked car, which then slid into another car, hit it in a different direction, rather. 2 people were riding in the bed of the teen's truck. They were tossed into the crash, and they were injured. So one can't even move or talk because of a brain injury. The other one has internal injuries and broken bones. And sadly, the people that were killed were there on the side of the road waiting for help, and he had a blood alcohol content of 0.24, which is 3 times the legal limit. So a lot of people are saying that's crazy, and they cannot believe that the justice system was that lenient given what his blood alcohol was, what had happened, and he and some friends had stolen beer from a Walmart, and 3 hours after the crash, that's what the tests showed. And unfortunately for the families, they can't get their loved ones back, and they feel like they're getting no justice. So that is a very sad, sad, sad number. All right, let's move on to a couple of other quick ones to hit you up with. As well, including the fact that now there's a PAC for Hillary Clinton that, as much as they're poo-pooing that she might run in 2016, it's starting to pick up some speed. She won't say it for sure, but in the past handful of days anyway. The Super PAC has organized events in California, Arkansas as well, and it's called Ready for Hillary. That's what they're kind of theming it. And it kicked off in Washington with a fundraiser at a lounge on K Street where all the lobbyists are. They have events scheduled for California, North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, and they're organizing and meeting and doing volunteer training in Texas, Ohio, Maine, Arizona. She's going to run. And this, she'll say, well, this group, that's nice and all that other sort of stuff, but they know that that there's a great chance she'll run unless there's some kind of health reason, and they're just getting their ducks in a row. It'll be interesting to see 2016 who's on the other side of that equation at this point. Mega Millions. Will you pick up a ticket for Mega Millions? The lottery is up to, that lottery is up to $400 million. Can you believe it? That is a whole bunch of cash. If you got the cash option, you got to think about that. It still is, it would still be an incredible amount of money that you would walk away with. And Mega Millions, nobody won last time around, so that started the excitement, and that's why it jumped up to such a high number. And, of course, Friday is the day of the drawing, of the next drawing. So you can only imagine that people will be lining up. It's Christmas time, and even if they don't normally play the lottery, they'll probably line up to get a lottery ticket. That's usually what happens when it gets that high. And the drawing is the fifth largest right now lottery jackpot of any kind in U.S. history. It's actually been growing since October 1st. It's rolled over 20 times without a winner. Isn't that amazing? So if you got the cash payout option, you would get $216 million of that $400 million jackpot. Woo, that's a lot of loot. But what are the odds of winning that lottery? You don't want to know.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.